You're listening to Amud V'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg. It's Maseches Yoma, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We're going to start, we'll start outside in Zion Amud Beis. On Zion Amud Beis, so we've been in a discussion since Vav Amud Beis about the Chakira between the concept of of Tuma Hutra B'tzibor or Tuma Dechuya B'tzibor. So Machlokas Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshas, whether we say that there is a complete heter when it comes to Tuma for an avoda of the Tzibor, so there's like, we don't care Tuma, we basically don't care about Tuma at all or very, very little. That's Hutra B'tzibor, or is it Dechuya B'tzibor? No, it's like we try to minimize any Tuma B'tzibor, but we'll tolerate it when we need to. So that's Machlokas. So the Gemara suggests that there is a this is a Machlokas. There's a challenge against Rav Sheshas. Now we say the truth is it's actually from Brisa, but the truth is it's not a problem because Rav Sheshas was actually holding like one Tana, but really it's a Machlokas Tanayim if Tuma is Hutra or Dechuya B'tzibor. And there's a Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And they are talking about whether or not the tzitz, which, right, the Pasuk says that the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, the diadem of the Kohen Gadol, would atone for certain sins. And they have a Machlokas whether it atones only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, or even when he is not wearing it. And at one point in their Machlokas, so Rabbi Shimon challenges, he says, you think that it the tzitz doesn't work even if it's not on his head? But what about on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, many points, he's not wearing the big day Zahav, he's not wearing the tzitz, but has to atone there. And Rabbi Huda responds, no, what are you talking about? Tumo Hutra B'tzibor. So you don't even need the tzitz at that point. So we see over here that Rabbi Huda holds Tumo Hutra B'tzibor, and from the fact that Rabbi Shimon disagrees, it seems that he holds Tuma Dechuya B'tzibor. And now the Gemara is, so that's the discussion on Zion Amud Beis. And now the Gemara on Ches Amud Aleph is just taking a look at the psukim that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are based in. We have accepted at this point that indeed the machlokas of Dechuya and Hutra B'tzibor is indeed a machlokas tanaim of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And now the Gemara is just trying to flesh out their opinions. So we're going to start from the fourth line on Ches Amud Aleph, Ul Rabbi Shimon da'amar tamid miratzeh. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says tamid miratzeh, right? Where the pasuk says that the tzitz is tamid. So does that mean that it's on him always? So Rabbi Huda says no. It doesn't mean it's on him all. It can't all, literally always be on him. It means that it always has to be on his mind. When it is on his head. When it is on his forehead, it must always be on his mind as well. He should always think about it. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and we learn it from Tefillin, we learn Tefillin even greater than this, that when you're wearing Tefillin, you should be mindful of it, because the Tefillin is much holier than the tzitz. It has many more mentions of God's name. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda learns the word tamid, that it always has to be mindful. He always has to be mindful of it. But Rabbi Shimon damar tamid miratzeh, Rabbi Shimon says, the word tamid, perpetual, always, in the pasuk, refers to that fact that it is always miratzeh, it always achieves favor for the Jewish people on behalf of, it always achieves favor for them, even when he's not wearing it. So v'haksiv, but the pasuk says, that's to be al metzach, al mitzcho. There's a girsa change, al metzach Aaron, right? The pasuk says it has to be on the metzach of Aaron, v'nasa, and it atones, right? This was Rabbi Yehuda's source pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda says the tzitz only atones when it's on the forehead of Aaron, because the pasuk says it shall be on Aaron's forehead and it'll atone, implying it has to be there. So according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you don't need to be wearing the tzitz in order for it to atone, why does it say this? So the Gemara says, "Hahu likvoa lo makom hudasa." Now that's to teach you where to put it. The pasuk isn't saying that it only is effective when it's on his forehead. It's saying where should you put it? On his forehead. Rabbi Huda likvoa lo makom inale. Yeah, so indeed, where does Rabbi Huda learn it from? So Nafkalei me al metzcho. Rabbi Huda learns it from the pasuk, also in the same pasuk, from on his forehead. In the same pasuk, it says that it shall be on the forehead of Aaron, and it will atone, etc., etc. And it shall be on his forehead. So it mentions on his forehead twice, on the forehead of Aaron and on his forehead. One time it's coming to teach you where you're supposed to place the thing, and then the second time it's coming to teach you that it's only effective in its ritzui, in its being meratzeh, if it's on the forehead. So if Rabbi Shimon Nami typically mimal metzcho, so the Gemara says, yeah, so then Rabbi Shimon, you also have to teach us, you should also teach us that we know exactly where to place it from this pasuk. What do you do with that? The Gemara says, "Enachinami ella al metzcho v'nasa ma'avidle." Right. So the Gemara says it's true. Rabbi Shimon does learn. Right. Again, there's two mentions in the pasuk of the forehead. It says an Aaron's forehead and his forehead. So Rabbi Huda learns from these two things that in one of them is that we learn where to place it, and the second one is we learn that it's only effective if it's on his forehead. Now Rabbi Shimon uses one of them to teach us that, to learn where it's supposed to be placed on his forehead. But the other one he can't use to teach that it's only effective when it's on his forehead because he doesn't believe that's true. So Amar Lecha, he would say to you, Roi lemetzach, meratzeh, she'ena roi lemetzach, ena meratzeh. It's only effective. What does it mean when it says on, it shall be on the forehead of Aaron the second time? That it means that it's only going to be effective if it's fitting to be on his forehead. Lafuke nishbar hatzitz, delo meratzeh. To the exclusion of if the tzitz is broken. If the tzitz is broken and it can't be on his forehead, so it won't be effective. Again, Rabbi Shimon holds that the tzitz is effective even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. But he's saying over here, the fact that the Pasuk mentions the second time it has to be on his forehead teaches that it has to be able to be on his forehead. But if the tzitz is not on his forehead, but it's even broken, then it's not effective. Ul Rabbi Yehuda nishbar hatzitz minalei. And while Rabbi Yehuda, where does he learn that a broken tzitz is ineffective? Because again, Rabbi Yehuda uses both of the forehead psukim to teach the placement of it on the forehead and the necessity of it being on the forehead to be effective. So where does he learn that it can't be broken? Nafgalei mimetzach metzcho. He learns it from the word metzcho. The pasuk could have said metzach the second time. The forehead, but it says metzcho, his forehead. That extra vav is a little bit extra according to Rabbi Huda, and therefore uses that to teach a third halacha, which is that it can't be broken. Rabbi Shimon metzach metzcho lo mashvale. Rabbi Shimon didn't think that vav it was superfluous. He's like, no, that's not. You don't learn extra halacha from there, and now they're fine. Everything is balanced out. And the Gemara is now done with this discussion, but the Gemara says hani tanai kahani tanai. Name a hani tonight, kahani tonight. Let's suggest that this machlokis, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, about Dechuya and Hutra Betzibor, is the same fundamental machlokis as a different machlokis Tanayim, two other Tanayim, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Meir, that we're about to visit. Ditanya, that we learned in a brisa, echad zev echad zev mas and olav kol shiva mikol chatos shayu sham divrei Reb Meir, that Reb Meir held that whether this one or this one, whether the Kohen of the Paraduma or the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, both of them, what do they do? Right, we sequester them for 7 days, and both of them we sprinkle every single day for 7 days. Right, we don't know if he became tameh. Really, the halacha Midirai says that on the third and seventh day, someone would be sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma. We don't know if he actually became Tameh. We're just sequestering him for this precaution. So, but we want to make sure that he's pure. So we do it every single day because every single day might be the third or seventh day. Rabbi Yosi Omer ain mazin alav el shlishi b'shvi bilvad. Rabbi Yosi says we kind of give him like a fresh start, so we do the third and seventh day of his sequestration, and that's it. Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim Omer. Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim is going to be a middle ground. Kohen asarif esapara mazin alav kol shiva. Kohen gadol biyom kippurim ain mazin alav el shlishi b'shvi. He holds basically like Rabbi Meir when it comes to the Parah Aduma, that Kohen, every single day we sprinkle him. And he holds like Rabbi Yosi for the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, that only the third and seventh day. So now, this machlokes, my lav b'ha kemiflagi, isn't the following their what their fundamental malchus is. Remeir savar tuma dechuy hibetzibor. Rabbi Yossi savar tuma hutra heter hibetzibor. There's a gear to change hutra hibetzibor. That why is Remeir so strict? This is every single day because he holds that it's a dechuy hibetzibor, that it's not ideal, but we do we'll tolerate it. And Rabbi Yossi, who says no, only the third and seventh day, he holds hutra hibetzibor. That's why he's so relaxed. So the Gemara says, no, v'tisra, is that really logical? Yisav Rabbi Yossi heter hibetzibor, hazal klal lemali. If Rabbi Yossi really held hutra betzibor, then he wouldn't even require on the third and seventh day. So the fact that he says the third and seventh day, that's not, that can't be. So the Gemara says, ela de kuliyama, hani tunai savri tuma dechuya hibetzibor. Now actually, everybody of these two, meaning Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, both agree tuma is dechuya betzibor. We rejected this as an explanation, and therefore we do not say that they have the same machlokas as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about dechuya and hutra betzibor. However, the Gemara has not given up on trying to understand what is the nekudas hamachlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Why do they argue? So the Gemara suggests another answer. V'hacha b'hakim ufki. Remeir savar amrinan tevila bizmana mitzvah. Now we're in the widest line of the Gemara, the wide lines of the Gemara. Remeir holds that tefila bizmana, that when you have an obligatory tevila to do, you have to tovel yourself. So doing it in the right time is a mitzvah. It's like a requirement. It's something you're really supposed to do. Rabbi Yossi savar lo amrinan tevila bizmana mitzvah, and Rabbi Yossi holds that no, it's not. If you have a tevila to do, you can do it. You can push it off a little bit. It's fine. And this is what it means, that according to Remeir, Remeir says tefila bizmana is a mitzvah. Therefore, he requires that every single one of the 7 days might be his third or seventh day if he came in contact with tumah. Again, we don't really know if he came in contact with tumah or not. So, you know, it could be that the day before he was sequestered was his first. He came in contact with tumah. That's the day before he was sequestered. So then 2 days in would be the third day, and 7 days in that would be six days would be the seventh day. But it could be that he became tummy 2 days before he was sequestered, or 3 days, or 4 days, or 5 days, or 6 days, or 7 days. So we have to account for all possibilities because we want to make sure that the tevila is done in the proper time for whenever he may become tummy. So we do it every single day. Rabbi Yossi says, no, I don't require tevila bizmana. So if he became tummy a few days before, so if, as long as we get the third and seventh day, we'll get in the two tevilos he needs, or the two sprinklings he needs, but it's fine. And that's the nekudas hamachlokas. The Gemara is going to say, no, wait, hold on. V'savar Rabbi Yossi lo amrinan tevila bezmana mitzvah? Hold on, you're going to tell me Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that tevila bezmana is a mitzvah? We can't really say that. If you remember, we're going to take a look back at a brisa we learned in Shabbos, that where it's going to come out, let's give you a spoiler alert, that Rabbi Yossi is going to seem to hold that tefila bizmana is a mitzvah. V'hotani, but we learned in a brisa, hare shahaya shem kasuv al basaro, somebody who has the shame of Hashem written on his flesh, lo yirchatz v'lo yisoch v'lo yamad melchama tinoves. He should not bathe or anoint himself, because he might come to erase the name of God. And he should not stand in a dirty place exposed to excrement, urine, because it's kedusha. So one of the morals of the story, don't write God's name on yourself. Nizdamna lo tvila shel mitzvah. If this guy has a tvila shel mitzvah, he has to tovel himself. You can't tell me. He has to tovel himself, but he has the name of Hashem on him. What should he do? So the Tanakhama says, Kori chalev gemi v'tovel. He should wrap a reed grass on him to cover up the name of Hashem, and then tovel himself. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yored v'tovel kedarko. Rabbi Yossi says he should, you know, he can tovel himself the normal way he does. He doesn't need to get the gemi. Ubiv v'shalei shaf sheif, as long as he doesn't, like, rub it off. And the Gemara then, trying to explain this for Brisa, said the following: V'kai malon, we established regarding this, d'b'tvila bizmana mitzvah kamifliki. That what's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi? That the Tanakhama savar lo amrina tvila bizmana mitzvah. That the Tanakhama, who said, grab some gemi, wrap up the name of Hashem with gemi, he holds that tvila bizmana is not a mitzvah. That's why he would say, even if he can't get gemi today, So wait till tomorrow to do the tefillah until you can get gemi. Rabbi Yossi sover amrinan tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi holds that tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah. And therefore, he would say, if you don't have gemi right now, get in there. That's what that in the Brisa, when he said you have to tovel kadarko, that's if you don't have gemi available, but you should definitely not put it off. But bottom line is, we see that Rabbi Yossi in this machlokas, Rabbi Yossi holds that tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah, so we cannot suggest that that their machlokas by the sprinkling is because Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah, he clearly holds it is. So the Gemara says, "Ela dekuli ama lahani tanoi amrinan tefillah b'zmana mitzvah." Really, every one of these two, Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, both hold the tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah. The hacha b'hakimafigi, and this is the last suggestion. This is what they're arguing about. Rav Meir sever makshina hazah the tefillah. Rav Meir holds that we compare hazah sprinkling to tefillah to toveling. Ah, right. Because but the Paraduma case and the Kohen God the Kohen Gadol case, we're talking about hazah sprinkling, not tefillah. So, Rav Meir, who, of course, he and Rabbi Yossi both hold tefillah b'zman of mitzvah, he also compares hazah and says hazah b'zman of mitzvah, and therefore he requires you to do it every day. Rabbi Yossi savar minan tefillah, Rabbi Yossi savar lo makshin hazah tefillah. Rabbi Yossi says we don't compare hazah to tefillah, right? So yes, tevila is b'zman as mitzvah. Hazah is not. Therefore, he only requires the third and seventh day. And this seems to be a shot that works at least for now. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, but now Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, which is the third opinion, imakish hazah l'tevila fila koyin b'kayim kipurim nami. Ilo makish hazah l'tevila fila koyin hasori fasapara nami. Nami lo. Right. So this doesn't make sense. Right, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, he seemed to hold like Rabbi Meir by the Paraduma Kohen, and they hold like Rabbi Yossi by the Kohen Gadol. But why? Does he compare Hazah to Tefillah or not? If he compares Hazah to Tefillah, then even the Kohen Gadol, and you know, before Yom Kippur, should have 7 days of Hazah. And if he doesn't compare it, then even the Paraduma Kohen should not have Hazah all 7 days and just the third and the seventh. So, Li'olam, says the Gemara, lo makish. Really, he holds like Rabbi Yossi fundamentally, and he does not compare Hazah to Tevila. The Kohen Asarif Asapara, ma'la ba'alma. And the Kohen of the Paraduma, who burns the Paraduma, it's just a ma'la ba'alma. Really, he just like the Kohen Gadol, only the third and seventh day should really work, but as we've seen several times in this Masechta so far, we have several extra stringencies just for the sake of stringency, in a sense, by the Paraduma, and that's what's taking place over here in the Shita Ruchin and Skana Kohanim.